Okay, so like going out to eat these days, it's like, are you gonna get a bomb meal and just chill vibes? Or you can end up like next to a full-blown Karen just losing their mind.
Oh, tell me about it. I saw a guy, like full-grown man, yelling at a busboy because his bread wasn't warm enough.
Oh my
Are
God.
you mad?
It is a war zone out there.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, there's this like fascinating thing happening, right? Like in this world where everybody is ready to like go nuclear at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Empathy is becoming like the secret weapon for restaurants to like survive.
Empathy. It's not just for kindergarten anymore.
Seriously. So we dove deep into some research from Kelly Daniels Consulting, and she's like the queen of restaurant culture.
Kelly knows her stuff.
Yeah, she's like the Michelle Obama of like restaurants. And she's saying that like empathy is more than just good service, it's like a survival strategy for restaurants and the key to creating like an amazing dining experience.
Yeah.
So let's break it down, right? You walk into a restaurant, you're hangry, the wait is like a million years, and who's the first person you encounter?
The host.
The host.
First line of defense.
The first line of defense against the Karens, like literally.
Against the Karens of the world.
Kelly calls the host Stan like the unofficial therapist of the restaurant.
Oh, for sure.
They deal with everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like Karen wants a table for 10 with no reservation. Brad is like name dropping to get a better seat. Like,
Yeah.
it's nuts.
Oh, yeah. But you know, a good host who's like, skilled in empathy can really just like totally diffuse all that tension,
Yeah.
like a warm smile, like really genuine eye contact, remembering a returning customer's name. Like those little things just make a huge difference.
It is crazy how powerful just like acknowledging somebody's existence can be, right?
Yeah.
Like you're not treating them like a number on a wait list, you're treating them like a human.
Absolutely.
What's your take on that? Have you ever had a host just totally like make or break your night?
Oh, 100%. It sets the whole tone for like the whole experience, and you can tell when a host is just like going through the motions and when they're really present and engaged.
Totally. And Kelly is big on like training hosts in the art of human connection, not just logistics, right?
Right.
Like sincerely apologizing for a long wait, giving a realistic time frame,
Yeah.
even offering like a complimentary drink or appetizer that's next level.
Yeah, because nothing makes you want to go full Karen faster than being told it's a 5-minute wait when you know it's going to be like an
Oh,
hour.
it's the Karen incubator.
And you're already hangry. Like, come on, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Total disaster. Okay, so you survive the host stand, you get seated, and now it's showtime. The server arrives. This is where things can go really right or really, really wrong.
It's like a performance.
Yeah.
And the server is playing all the parts. Therapist, comedian, mind reader.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good point. It's not just about taking orders, it's about reading the room. You got like the couple on a romantic date, you got the family reunion that's about to implode, you got the solo diner who may or may not want to chat. Like,
And they have to adapt, their approach for each one. It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
it's wild.
They're like chameleons of human interaction.
Totally. And especially
Eyes.
with everybody like on edge these days, Kelly
Yeah.
even talks about this, about like servers being like the last line of defense against societal collapse.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know who's not equipped to handle our emotional baggage?
A Tesla waiter brought to you by Elon Musk.
Oh my God.
No, thank you.
Oh God, can you imagine? Karen would be like short-circuiting the poor thing every 5 seconds. Brad would be trying to reprogram it to bring him free shots. It'd be chaos.
Oh, it'd be a mess. But a really good server, like they can just sense when someone needs a little extra attention, a joke to lighten the mood. Maybe they just need to be left alone with their food.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
It really is. So tell me, like, what are some things a server has done that have made your dining experience truly memorable? Like the little things that show they're not just robots going through the motions.
Honestly, it's often the simplest things, like remembering like who ordered what without having to ask me like a million
Yes,
times,
yeah.
or noticing that my water glass is empty and refilling it before I even have to ask.
It's like they're anticipating your needs before you even know you need it.
Yeah.
Psychic servers.
Yeah.
That's what Elon Musk should be working on,
Right.
not robot waiters.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of robots, the kitchen staff, right? Like those are the real MVPs. They are in the trenches, they're like cranking out amazing food under pressure, and sometimes, like, they don't get the love they deserve.
They really don't.
True that. And Kelly's research shows that like empathy plays a huge role back there too.
Yeah.
It's not just about like following recipes, it's about the chef's mindset. You know,
Yeah.
they set the tone for the whole kitchen crew.
Yeah, exactly. Like Kelly talks about how a chef who leads with empathy creates this like ripple effect, right? It's like if the chef is treating their team with respect and understanding, then that gets passed down to like, you know, how they handle the food, how they respond to like a ticket change, you know, how they handle a mistake.
Right. Because we all know kitchen mistakes happen, steaks get overcooked, orders get messed up. Like, but it's how those mistakes are handled that can really make or break the whole experience.
Oh, yeah. And Kelly has some wild stories about this. About this one time she had a client and they had a chef who was notorious for just being a total, you know, yelling at the staff, throwing pans, the whole Gordon Ramsay bit. And it just created this like toxic environment where everyone's like walking on eggshells.
It's a recipe for disaster, literally and figuratively.
Exactly. Exactly. But then they started working with her, working with Kelly and implementing her like empathy training program. And the chef of all people, like he had this total transformation.
Yeah.
He started listening to his team, giving positive feedback, actually apologizing when he messed up, and it changed the entire vibe of the kitchen.
Talk about a redemption arc. Like, so did this empathy makeover actually like affect the food?
100%. Staff's happier, they're less stressed, and it totally showed in the quality of the food. Customers started like raving about how much better everything tasted.
It's like you could taste the good vibes. That's crazy.
They could taste the love.
That is wild. It's like empathy is like the secret ingredient. But okay, let's be real. At the end of the day, restaurants are businesses, right? They got to make money. So like, how does all this like touchy-feely empathy stuff, like how does it translate to the bottom line?
Well, that's the thing. Empathy isn't just good for the soul. It's good for business.
Like Kelly's research shows like a direct link between employee well-being and restaurant profitability.
Makes sense, right? Happy employees, better service, happier customers, more money. It's a virtuous cycle. Exactly. Exactly. When employees feel valued and respected, they're more likely to go the extra mile for customers. They're also less likely to quit, which saves restaurants a ton of money on hiring and training new people constantly. And let's not forget about the power of like online reviews.
Oh, yeah. Yelp can make or break a restaurant these days.
Oh, my God.
You get a couple of bad reviews about like rude staff, crappy service, and you're toast.
Yeah.
But if people are consistently like raving about the amazing friendly staff, well, that's free advertising.
Word of mouth is everything, you know? And you know what creates positive word of mouth? Like that genuine human connection.
A human connection, right.
Like Kelly says, invest in your people and they'll invest in your success.
Mic drop. Okay, so we've covered the host, we've covered the server, the kitchen. Like empathy is flowing from the front door to the swinging kitchen doors. What does it all mean? What's the big takeaway here for our listeners out there?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that like empathy, it's contagious, you know? Mm. Like when you experience it as a customer, it makes you want to like pay it forward, you know? It creates this ripple effect of good vibes.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
If we want more empathy in restaurants, we got to bring it ourselves.
Yeah.
Which like that might sound cheesy, but it's real.
It's true. And it doesn't have to be like this grand gesture, you know, like just holding the door for someone, smiling at your server, saying thank you.
Right.
Like those little things can make a huge impact.
It's huge. It's like remembering that we're all just trying to navigate this crazy world together.
Together.
And you never know what somebody else is going through.
Right.
Like that person that just cut you off in traffic.
Exactly.
Might be rushing to the hospital. The server who messed up your order might be dealing with a sick kid at home.
Yeah.
Give people the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
Assume good intent.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
It really is.
And it honestly makes you feel better too.
100%. Like when you're focused on like kindness and understanding, it's kind of hard to be a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
It's like empathy is the antidote to stress.
Like a superpower.
It is.
So dear listener, as you venture out into the world today, armed with your like newfound appreciation for empathy.
Yes.
What can you do? What like small act of kindness can you unleash on the world?
Maybe leave an extra generous tip for your server.
Yeah.
Or compliment the host on their awesome outfit, or just like smile at a stranger.
Love it.
Yeah.
Might sound corny, but like I truly believe that those small acts of kindness can change the world.
Me too.
One empathetic interaction at a time.
One interaction at a time. And hey, if you're a restaurant owner or manager listening to this, we cannot recommend Kelly Daniels Consulting enough.
Yes.
Seriously, check them out. They have training programs, consulting services, all kinds of resources to help you build a more empathetic and ultimately more successful restaurant culture.
They're the real deal. Like, they are out there fighting the good fight against the Karens
yeah.
and the Brads. and the Elon Musks who want to replace us all with robots.
We salute them.
We salute them. All right, folks, that's our deep dive on empathy in the restaurant industry. We hope you learned something, laughed a little, and maybe even felt a little bit inspired.
Remember, be kind, tip your servers, and don't let the robots win.
Peace out.